so I sort my belongings and pack them into a small bag. Even with all of them together, I have plenty of room. Ringer offered me one of the military trunks that all Gaean soldiers keep locked at the ends of their cots. But I refused him because there is nothing I can take that does not technically belong to the battleship ACS Juno, my gray uniforms included. My shoulder bag carries only 3 sets of underclothes and 1 pair of boots, but I hold tight to it regardless. Just because these items are nothing important does not mean I will leave them behind for the next person who claims my title. What's mine is mine, even if the room no longer will be. Today I am leaving this ship, and I refuse to come back. Will I miss it? It's not the bed, wide enough for 2, or the immense size of the suite, nearly 3 times larger than the rooms the other sisters share, that will carve this space into my mind. It's the presence of memories here, haunting me like ghosts. I remember lying sprawled beneath the live cam screen, watching the stars streak past. The way the sheets brushed against my cheek, soft as silk, when I pressed my face into the pillows. How I would wake in the night and feel steady, recognizing even the shadows in the corners, instead of lost in an unfamiliar land. I shouldn't miss it, though. Soon I will have a whole house full of beautiful rooms like this one. To think I will own a house. Me, who has never owned anything substantial in her entire life. I shouldn't care that second sister will move into this room when I leave. This place as close to a home as I have ever had. I will have so much more than her that I won't even think of her again when I settle on Mars with Captain DeLuca. With Arturo, I correct myself. I wave my hand at the room as if to erase it from my mind, and let my eyes blur to take in the shapes of the actual furnishings. The spherical screen like a port window with its live view of the stars, the dresser and its 3 drawers, the sturdy square bed, all become vague hazes of colors instead of solid objects. I step into the hallway with my head held high and let the door slide closed behind me. I do not look back. Since the Juno is an Athena-class warship of Ikari make, seized a year ago in battle, the hallways are wide enough for 2 men to pass by without breaking stride. The oblong ship, black as space, is both stealthy and comfortable. My first ship assignment had been a small Gaean pleasure liner, cylinder-shaped and constantly spinning to create gravity, and even as thin as I was, I had to shift sideways to walk down certain corridors. I never understood how the broad-shouldered soldiers made do. Men like Ringer, who stands solid in his navy blue Gaean uniform at the end of the hallway, waiting to see me off.
First sister.
Ringer bows his head to me, ever the faithful parishioner. His piousness is eclipsed only by the kindness in his silver eyes. If we were alone, he might pull me against his wide muscular chest and hold me tightly. But that would be all he would do. His hands would not wander. His eyes would not burn with lust, unlike so many of his fellow soldiers.
Are you ready?
I put on the mask of happiness tinged with concern, a slight furrow of the brows mixed with a tentative smile. As a little sister at the Temple of Mars atop the glorious heights of Olympus Mons, I always pleased my Aunt Delilah with my animated expressions, with the way I imparted a mix of feelings with a simple adjustment of eye and mouth. She impressed what an exceedingly important skill communicating in subtle glances was for sisters to learn. A necessity, once your voice has been taken.
I know you'll miss us here, and we'll miss you, but you'll adjust to your new life.
Ringer's thin lips pulled taut in a smile, but the rest of his expression remains static. His face is that of Mars stone, sharp and deeply pitted. An unfinished sculpture of a warrior at rest.
You deserve what happiness Captain DeLuca can give you.
My smile fades. I offer a solemn